But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the South African reason why everyone is pissed off right now. Move on to why Chuck Schumer really canceled his book tour. And follow all of that up with an update to our ongoing docuseries, Did Trump Sign the Enemy Aliens Act Declaration with an auto pen? Let's begin, shall we? Americans are pissed off. I mean, you can't go to a town hall anywhere in the country without hearing voters yelling at their elected officials, especially Republicans. Like Arizona's right-wing rep Andy I'm an Asshole Biggs, who didn't want to hear it from all of his constituents. So he screened his not-a-town hall audience for any non-registered Republicans and sent them out through the indoor. Meanwhile, in Wyoming, extra-Republican Harriet Hageman can't figure out why her constituents are so obsessed with the federal government, the place where she happens to work and apparently isn't doing her job, according to the heckling and booing she got at her town hall. So what's got everyone all yelly? Well, it may come as no surprise to anyone who hasn't been living under a rock for the last 2 months that Americans are angry AF at one person in particular.
Clinical trials funded by USAID, medical experiments have been stopped midstream. Some people have medical devices still in their bodies because the trials were abruptly stopped.
Lawmakers across the country facing anger and outrage from their constituents at town hall meetings. And the primary source of the blowback is Elon Musk.
What are you doing to stop the activities of unelected and unconfirmed Elon Musk?
Elon Musk does have a security clearance.
To find out what Elon Musk is doing and how we can stop him.
Elon Musk has conflicts of interest out the wazoo.
I support Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency.
Damn, boy, didn't you read the room? No one wants to hear about you stand for the South African dipshit when he and his merry band of taxpayer-funded H-1B visas are driving the unemployment numbers up to levels no one alive has ever seen. Not to mention the functionality of our government with all of these people being fired and entire departments shuttering their doors while the Trump regime sells them off for parts. Like what happened to the Department of Education and in front of a group of children sitting at school desks surrounding the moron in chief as he declared their school days are probably over. What with the Small Business Administration now overseeing the financial future of 43 million Americans who took out loans to pay for their education, and the chain-smoking-sounding brainworm running the Department of Health and Human Services, now in charge of Title I agreements. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
There have been attacks on Elon Musk's Tesla dealerships across the country.
In a Tesla repair center in Las Vegas. When police arrived, they found five vehicles set on fire or damaged, and the word resist spray-painted on the front of the business.
This victim wanted to remain anonymous, but his Cybertruck is one of six that were vandalized with swastikas and anti-Elon Musk phrases while it was being serviced at the Linwood Tesla dealership. Seattle police and the ATF are still investigating what caused a fire that destroyed four Tesla Cybertrucks being stored at a secure lot in Soto.
I think that you will find out that they're paid by people that are very highly political on the left.
I always thought the left, or the, you know, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring. I've never done anything awful. I've only done productive things. So I think we just have a deranged, there's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
Buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again.
You bet your ass it won't. And sir, have you no shame? Hawking that dropping like flies Tesla stock like no one fucking wants right now. That's why it's so goddamn cheap. because investors are selling it off faster than sad man Musk can make another IVF baby, which apparently is the only way he can make more mini hims due to an alleged penis enlarging mishap.
Not to me, not to me, nudge, not to me, sign him out, not to me.
I mean, what's he got, like 14 of them now with four different women? But I digress. We were talking about why people are pissed off at the ketamine clown. Well, maybe it has to do with the fact that the first vehicle the mediocre man-child ever designed makes people upset just seeing it.
You'll be having a great day. The sun is shining, the birds is chirping, you in a chipper ass mood, and here come a Cybertruck. Just piss you off.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. Phony Stark came up with the design for his Cybertruck all by himself, which is probably why the trash can on wheels is on its eighth recall, recovering more than 46,000 pathetic excuses for a truck because shit keeps flying off it whenever you take it out for a spin, which is bad enough. But when you think about how this monstrosity was built, it gets even worse.
We really should weld these bumpers on, but that takes time, equipment, money. So we use super glue instead. Go ahead, put it on there.
Won't it fall off?
Definitely.
Isn't that dangerous?
Not to me.
Oh, those were the good old days before the apartheid Clyde became Drum's special government twat. Buying the controlling stock of an already successful company like he's done so many times before, and then telling everyone that he invented that shit because it gives him a reason for being. When in reality, his involvement in anything just brings the value of whatever it is so far down that all of his speculative money keeps disappearing as if it wasn't actually there at all. Hence why stock in Tesla is so cheap, and the reason why the company's longest and biggest shareholder, Ross Gerber, is publicly calling for the Cybercuck to make his government gig a full-time thing.
The way people view your brand is really, really crucial to the purchasing, a part of the purchasing process that humans use. And here the company's reputation is just being destroyed by Elon Musk, and sales are plummeting. So yeah, it's a crisis. You know, when your brand gets tarnished like this, it's real bad. And so when he bought Twitter in early 22, that's when we really became concerned because of his lack of focus and tweeting all this kind of garbage. So there's no question he's been committed to his job at the government. That's where he's spending his time. He is not running Tesla. And, you know, that's why I'm going to say it. I think Tesla needs a new CEO. It's time for somebody to run Tesla. The business has been neglected for too long. There's too many important things Tesla is doing. So either Elon should come back to Tesla and be the CEO of Tesla and give up his other jobs, or he should focus on the government and keep doing what he's doing, but find a suitable CEO for Tesla.
Did Elon Musk get fired? Because it sounds like Ross is not fine. And if you ask me, it's about damn time. But not surprising at all that these rich bitches don't actually give a fuck until their net worth is affected. So now that Tesla's lost $880 billion and counting in stock sell-offs, the rich Ross over here is thinking he might have to buy his clothes off the rack if this keeps up. So it may be time for the speculatively richest man taking horse tranquilizers on the daily to, I don't know, not be the face of Tesla anymore. And those Tesla owners who declare via bumper sticker that they bought their car before Dark Maggot took over would definitely be a lot happier if he did. And while we're on the subject of what's really pissing off the American people, Senate Minority Trader Chuckles the Schmuck has been on an apology tour ever since he and nine other Democrats voted to allow the authoritarian coup to continue on Capitol Hill. Not that old man Schumer wanted to apologize for the worst decision ever in the first place, but I don't know, since he canceled his book tour over fears his constituents would show up and yell at him, I mean, what else is he gonna do?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has postponed a scheduled book tour. It's going to begin this week due to what people close to that tour say are security concerns. This comes just days after Schumer faced opposition from within his own party for, at the last minute, supporting the Republican-drafted bill to avert a government shutdown.
Why? Great. What were you thinking, and why?
Okay. So, look, I knew it was a difficult choice, and I knew that I'd get a lot of criticism for my choice. But I felt as a leader I had to do it. On the one hand, people were clamoring, do something now, do something now. Musk, Doge, vote, they want a shutdown. They said they wanted a shutdown.
Well,
and they thought we'd play into their hands. They want tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Right. They want to destroy government, give all the money to the wealthy, and get rid of any regulations that they might have. So I felt an obligation to stop.
I'm sorry. I don't think English works that way. You're saying you felt an obligation to stop the gutting of our government, so you voted to allow the gutting of our government to continue? That doesn't make any sense, Chuckles. Besides, right now, the people who voted for you are looking to AOC and thinking, I don't know, we'd rather have her on our side than this overbaked coward who can't even twist the truth so it doesn't sound like you caved. And can you blame them when AOC not only stood on business voting no on the CR that wasn't really a CR, but really gets the actual fucking problem?
For all the big talk that Republicans and the Trump administration like to flap about working people, if you actually listen carefully, every once in a while they let the mask slip about what they actually think about us. You know, just last week, President Trump's lawyer, her name is Alina Haba. This is what she had to say when she was asked about me. Quote, what intellectual thought? You were in a bar. You were in a bar, AOC. And not to have a drink, but to serve one. But I want you to understand that she isn't just talking about me here. She's talking about you. She's talking about all of us. Trump hired her to speak for him. So imagine what it means for our country that the president's own lawyer cannot even conceive of a working class person being intelligent simply because of the job that they have. But understand that this kind of disdain for working people doesn't just come from not being raised right. It's a shorthand for Elon Musk and Donald Trump's entire political agenda and a certain ugly kind of politics, lying to and screwing over working people so that they can steal from our health care and Social Security and veterans care to pay for tax cuts for the wealthiest and bailouts for their crypto billionaire friends.
Because they, when they like to call us radical, I believe is common sense. I believe that when a person gets sick, they shouldn't go bankrupt in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. I believe that a minimum wage should cover the minimum cost to live. And by the way, we should see that not paying a living wage is also a form of corporate welfare and looting. Because big companies like Walmart and Amazon often rely on the food stamp program and public coffers to cover the wages that they won't pay. I believe that homes are not slot machines for investors and Wall Street. And when your landlord jacks up your rent by half overnight, or housing prices skyrocket because Wall Street treats our housing market like a casino, your government should fight for your ability to keep an affordable roof over your head. I believe our elected officials should take on abuses of corporate greed everywhere they find it. We must get big money out of politics and make clear that our country is not for sale.
Damn, Skippy, it's not. The federal government's job is to protect Americans, not create a slush fund for a convicted felon and his soon-to-be broke-ass billionaire buddy. Because let's be honest, Tesla and Space Explode wouldn't even be a thing if it weren't for the billions in U.S. government contracts that keep both of those disasters from tanking. and that internet service that allegedly helped election fraud Musk rig, I mean, predict the exact outcome of the 2024 election 4 hours before anyone else knew, even Miss Cleo. And while we're discussing things we all thought we knew, or at least everyone did, leave it to the press secretary of propaganda to reveal she flunked fourth grade American history with her whole chest.
Now, a French politician has asked the U.S. to return the Statue of Liberty. At a convention, French Eurodeputy Raphael Glucksmann has said that the France should take back the Statue of Liberty because the U.S. no longer represents the values that led France to offer the statue.
First, give us back the Statue of Liberty. We gave it to you as a gift, but apparently you despise it, so it will be fine here with us.
Now, Glucksmann, a staunch defender of Ukraine, has strongly criticized President Donald Trump's radical change of U.S. policy on the war.
The statue was a gift from France to the U.S. in 1884, honoring the long-standing alliance.
So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Wow. Is someone going to tell her? Should I tell her? I'm going to tell her. For those of you in the back named Caroline, that's spelled with 3 K's, of course. You would be speaking the Queen's English if it weren't for France paying the equivalency of $1.3 billion in today's money in 1775 so we, the Americans, could have a revolutionary war. Not to mention, France provided their own troops, guns, naval forces, and intelligence to the would-be Americans fighting against the British. Seems to me that baby Jane Levitt would maybe be served better sticking to painting over her thin lips with copious amounts of Maybelline like no one notices and leave the historical references to the more qualified individuals. Which is going to be quite a challenge considering her boss is just as stupid as she is. Don't believe me? Here's some alleged leaked audio clips of Donnie Dunscap working hard at the booger-covered Resolute desk, discussing the topics that matter the most to himself.
No more Washington, D.C. I hate it. It makes no sense. They call it the District of Columbia. It's got nothing to do with Columbia. It's nowhere near Columbia. From now on, it will be Washington, D.A. District of America. No more of this Colombian nonsense.
St. Patrick's Day is terrible. Nobody likes it. St. Donald's Day would be much better. Much better. It even sounds better. It makes more sense. Leprechauns aren't even real. I'm pretty sure I checked.
He was a smart guy, you know. Tesla, first the light bulb and now this. He was like a modern day Isaac Neutron. It's remarkable, really.
They're making fun of me now. It's in the news. Newton, Neutron, who cares? He invented electricity, for God's sake. It's an honest mistake to make. And now this, unbelievable. Nobody laughs at the fig Newton, the cookie, but they laugh at me. It's ridiculous.
Now, folks, I don't know for a fact that those audio clips I just played are real. I just know that it sounds like they could be. And gosh darn it, that's good enough for me. Especially when the lack of self-awareness Republicans suffer from extends to the crimes that they themselves have been criming.
A Minnesota state senator just arrested, accused of soliciting a minor for prostitution. 40-year-old Senator Justin Eichhorn is a Republican representing Grand Rapids. Bloomington police say that detectives posed as a 16-year-old girl and arranged to meet with him in Bloomington. Well, he was arrested after arriving in the area of the meeting spot.
Police say Eichhorn had communicated with their detectives, thinking they were a 16-year-old girl, and scheduled a meeting in this commercial area on Normandale Boulevard near I-494.
There are growing calls right now for State Senator Justin Eichhorn to resign.
The party calling on Eichhorn to resign, saying in a statement, public trust and accountability must come first. So too is the DFL party, also writing Eichhorn is an immediate danger to the public.
The very day of his arrest Monday was one of five Republican senators who introduced a bill to classify Trump derangement syndrome as a mental illness.
Well, well, well. If it isn't another Justin trying to be a big boy in the Minnesota State House with the whole Trump derangement syndrome bullshit, only to have his ass handed to him for being a pedo creep. Why is it always the incel weirdos who are doing the illegal thing and yet making a big stink for attention, like they don't have underage girls hiding in their closets or something? I mean, at this point, I'm just hoping we can all agree that the party of family values families in a way that is gross as fuck and should not be emulated because it's against the law. But then again, doing something that's illegal hasn't stopped the right wing ever, so why are they going to start now? For example, what do you do when you want to get rid of all the brown people in your country? Why, you find a Hispanic gang name that you can barely pronounce and tell everyone the people you're kidnapping and deporting are part of that gang, because who the fuck is going to check to see if you're telling the truth?
Tren de Aragua.
Remove the savage gang. Tren de Aragua.
Tren de Aragua.
Tren de Aragua.
The administration invoking an obscure law, the Aliens Enemies Act of 1798, which allows the government to deport people with little to no due process and was last used to round up Japanese Americans during World War II.
That federal judge in an emergency hearing Saturday ordered any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States, adding this is something that you need to make sure is complied with immediately.
The administration made a calculated decision to ignore a federal judge's directive to turn the flights around.
The White House argued that Boasberg's written order was issued when the planes were already midair and that his verbal order some 40 minutes earlier did not count.
The Trump administration argued that the court no longer had jurisdiction once the planes were over international waters.
President Donald Trump just took to Truth Social and deemed this judge, responding to this decision here, calling him a radical left lunatic of a judge, a troublemaker and agitator who was sadly appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. He says this judge should be impeached.
Whoa there, Diver Don. Before you get your huggies all in a bunch, I think now is the perfect time for some exposition. So, the felon-in-chief has about 238 or 250 people rounded up and deported to El Salvador, because that's where you take alleged gang members from Venezuela when you failed high school geography class. Now, no one really knows if those people are in a gang or gang members, because no one in the Trump regime will provide proof, but who cares when Genghis Khan is paying El Salvador $6 million taxpayer dollars to take these people? So on March 15th, Eric's dad has two military planes full of migrants ready to take off. And that same day, federal judge Boasberg has a hearing at 5 p.m. And Trump's reps are expected at this hearing to decide if deporting people to a country they didn't come from without due process is legal. Now, it is 5:22 p.m. The court adjourns for a 30-minute recess. And the Fanta Fascist has the first plane, take off at 5:26 p.m., 4 minutes into the court recess. Now, at 5:45, a second plane bound for El Salvador takes off while the court is still in recess. 15 minutes later, at 6 p.m., the court is back in session, and only 4 minutes in, Judge Boasberg tells Trump's ambulance chasers that if there are any planes in the air, they need to turn the fuck around right now, because kidnapping people and shipping them to a country that they're not from isn't covered in the Constitution, and it isn't covered in the Alien Enemies Act. At 7:26 p.m., the judge's order to stop the deportations and turn the flights around is filed in the court system, so now everyone can see, because those things are now available to the public. Unfortunately, that order was completely ignored because at 7:36 p.m., the first plane filled with Hispanic people Girth Vader doesn't like lands in El Salvador. That second plane is still in the air and could have been turned around if Dolt 47 was concerned about breaking the law, which apparently he is not. And then a third plane takes off for El Salvador at 7:37 p.m., making their third straight fuck you to the American judiciary while knowing full well they were doing whatever the fuck they want, regardless of whether or not it's legal. Because they've got the Alien Enemies Act, so disappearing people is totally fine. But that federal judge, he's gotta go.
Well, federal judge is calling out the Trump administration and demanding more answers after it missed a deadline to provide details about that deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg had requested information after ordering the Justice Department to pause deportation flight. The DOJ had until noon yesterday to provide details about who was on those planes and why some of them apparently departed even after his order. In a three-page ruling yesterday, Boasberg said that the government, quote, again evaded its obligations, adding the information provided by the DOJ shortly after the deadline passed was, quote, woefully insufficient.
Many hours later,
meddle in national security and foreign affairs, and he can't do it. What he's done is an intrusion on the president's authority. You know, this one federal judge, again, thinks he can control foreign policy for the entire country, and he cannot. And right now we're evaluating our options.
The administration may continue doing these flights.
Absolutely.
We will continue with the mass deportations. And this judge, Judge Boasberg, is a Democrat activist. He was appointed by Barack Obama.
But Judge Boasberg was originally appointed by George W. Bush and then elevated by Barack Obama. I just feel like I should clear that up.
What crime did the judge commit?
This is for usurping the executive's authority, for demeaning the impartiality of the court by making a politicized ruling and forcing a constitutional crisis. That is a high crime and misdemeanor.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts issued a rare but not unprecedented statement today following President Trump's call for a federal district judge who ruled against the administration to be impeached. Roberts said, quote, for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose, unquote.
So I don't really like the fact that this whole situation has caused me to agree with the chief disaster of the bogus SCOTUS, but here we are. First off, the ambulance chasers for the Trump regime argued in court that an oral order to have the planes turned around didn't have to be adhered to because it wasn't written down like the guy reads at all, which is nothing short of,
this is some bullshit.
So then here comes legal Pam Bondi showing up on Fox Not a News Channel to Karen all over this situation because there's a violation of U.S. law with her mom voice, saying a federal judge really doesn't have the right to rule over federal law. A stupid but expected response from someone who is clearly outing themselves as a D-average student when they went to law school, because not only is there proof that these men had no criminal records, they were kidnapped, flown to El Salvador because they had a tattoo. Oh, and let's not forget there were women and children on those flights. Now, thankfully, the women and children were rejected by El Salvador, but that didn't stop Secretary of State Anchor Baby Rubio from threatening their president with U.S. sanctions if they didn't detain everyone Trump sent to them.
President Trump and his border czar said that the mass deportation of migrants who are in this country illegally would begin with dangerous criminals.
I was told that they went through a very strong vetting process. These were a bad group. This was a bad group, and they were in bad areas, and they were with a lot of other people that were absolutely killers, murderers, and people that were really bad with the worst records you've ever seen.
CBS News has obtained a list of people deported. Hundreds of alleged gang members sent this past week to El Salvador. But on that list was a Venezuelan migrant living and working in Dallas with no criminal record.
Franco Caraballo is a 26-year-old barber who was living with his wife in Dallas. Venezuelan authorities provided information that says there's no evidence Caraballo was in a gang or had any criminal record there. He turned himself in at the southern border more than a year ago and requested asylum, and was detained last month during a routine check-in with ICE. In the DHS deportation document, agents highlight Caraballo's tattoos, but don't explicitly say they are connected to gang activity.
The deportations of these men are now in front of a federal judge who ordered that the government not send them to El Salvador in the first place.
Yeah, so the point is, folks, people are being disappeared because they're brown, because they speak Spanish, because they came from another country, because they have tattoos. Now, every one of those reasons is not a lawful reason to deport someone, unless you're a racist, bald-headed bitch like Stephen Miller. And then there's the sophomoronic argument that Invasion Dawn signed the Alien Enemies Act. And even though we're not at war with El Salvador or Venezuela, who cares when this law allows man-boob Mussolini to get rid of whoever he wants without due process? Or a non-racist reason. Except for one thing. No Sharpies were used in the signing of the Alien Enemies Act Declaration.
It doesn't sound like this judge who the DOJ is arguing with today about the deportation flights. He wants to know why the proclamation was signed in the dark, his words, and why people were rushed onto planes.
Because we want to get criminals out of our country, number one, and I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it, but Marco Rubio's done a great job, and he wanted him out, and we go along with that.
Did he sign the declaration, or did he not? And who are those people that handled it? What does Rubio have to do with all of this? Is Trump actually saying an auto pen was used to sign a declaration? Because if that's the case, this declaration is null and void, folks, because we all know auto pens, they're for Biden's.
Last night, the president posted on social media, said, quote, "The pardons that sleepy Joe Biden gave to the unselect committee of political thugs and many others are hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by auto pen."
Presidents Biden and Obama both used an auto pen device to sign official documents, a practice that is legally binding.
The actual use of the auto pen dates back to Thomas Jefferson.
The whole subject of auto pen. Did he know what he was doing? Did he authorize it? Or is this somebody in an office, maybe a radical left lunatic, just signing whatever that person was?
The president was begging the question that I think a lot of journalists in this room should be asking about whether or not the former president of the United States, who I think we can all finally agree was cognitively impaired, did the president even know about these pardons? Was his legal signature used without his consent or knowledge? That would propose perhaps criminal or illegal behavior if staff members were signing the president of the United States autograph without his consent.
How convenient that when the oath of office makes a big stink about Biden using an auto pen to sign pardons, he is secretly using an auto pen to invoke wartime laws when we're not at war. Because that is not at all sus. Definitely hypocritical, and I hope Judge Boasberg finds the 34 times convicted felon in contempt of court in violation of U.S. immigration laws and anything else he can fucking think of. Because right now, the only thing standing between a stupid authoritarian takeover of our country and the continuation of the American experiment is the Democrats. And that's got everyone feeling some type of way about their elected leaders.
Well, then get your shit together. Get it all together and put it in a backpack. All your shit. So it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together. Get your shit together.
And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. You can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show, This Week Again, on social media platforms like Blue Sky, Threads, Insta, Facebook, wherever you can find us. We are also available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, and of course, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Tadir for now.
These are difficult times, and if you believe in justice, progress, and democracy, the news you read and listen to can be pretty depressing. And that's why there's a new podcast called Good News for Lefties and America. Every day it features positive news stories for progressive listeners. Because no matter how disturbing the headlines might be, there's always hope we can build on for a better tomorrow. Good News for Lefties and America. Listen on this platform at goodnewsforlefties.com or wherever podcasts are heard.